Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Tomorrow, of course, is the big Thanksgiving morning football game, Evan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to give the people that are playing the address. But Tommy lost their phone numbers, so.
No, there's poor people.
So I can't reach him. Yeah, remember the one gal in Chatham who was making us like stuffing or something?
Yeah, she was going to bring food, yeah.
Yeah, her husband wanted to play.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, of course. Yeah, we'll call you the day before the game so you know where to go. Yeah, he doesn't have that number.
Hey, by the way, I brought in a Thanksgiving cake. When should we bring it out and eat it?
Bust that baby out.
Logie, can you get the cake?
Well,
it's on my desk.
He's busy right now trying to find numbers at
house. After you find the numbers, go get the cake.
Yeah, I went to town
for our little Thanksgiving fest. You brought nothing in. It's kind of embarrassing. But
I brought in 3 pounds of prosciutto.
I haven't seen 1 pound of it.
Do you want me to get it?
I mean,
do you want more prosciutto? You haven't had enough today?
So you took my prosciutto.
He's bluffing.
Oh, you don't think he has prosciutto?
No, I don't think this
is. You know what? Bring out the prosciutto, Craig. I brought salami, pepperoni, cheese.
Yeah.
I brought sushi, which you seem to have a problem with.
So pasta from Viviano's.
Co-host with
in
Evan,
Warwick,
I'll go get
New
the prosciutto. Now, when I go get the 2 pounds of prosciutto I got, you're both dead.
Why are we dead?
No, because you've accused me. He just called BS on it.
Yeah.
So you're challenging me.
No, what I'm merely saying to you, Craig.
You guys called BS on whether or not
Craig,
I called
Craig,
it, right?
Here's my problem. Yeah. I brought a lot of food in, okay, which I have no problem with. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You brought in food, and you haven't given anything to anybody. So essentially, you bringing in prosciutto is called more prosciutto for Craig.
I'm not even sure we got thank yous. Evan didn't get a proper thank you.
I did not get a thank you.
I'm not sure. We got a proper thank you.
Oh, yeah, what did you do? You had your father-in-law cook.
Yeah.
You thought you did nothing.
You
carried
thank them.
Something.
And what did I do, Craig?
You went to the store and you did your best.
Damn right I did.
Wasn't great, but you did your best. All right?
What do you mean?
You can't even pronounce charcuterie.
That was my problem. When I went to the store, I said, do you have a charcuterie board? And the woman looked at me like I had 12 heads.
Okay, now, I'm going to go to my office.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get the prosciutto.
Okay.
You cannot have any.
Fine.
I'm just putting it out there.
You still don't think he has any?
You call me on my bluff, so I want to at least show you that you're wrong.
Okay.
And then I will repackage and take home.
Okay.
You now know, don't
repackage. But now you're going to repackage and take home.
Craig,
so you didn't really bring it for us.
You can't have any of it.
That's fine.
Because you don't think I brought it.
Correct.
So when I produce it, your punishment is
you can't have any. That's more than I wanted for everyone else, though.
Would you like to see my Thanksgiving?
You can't bring it home.
No, it's going home.
Well, then
now.
You didn't really bring it, did you?
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
I'm not allowing you to eat it.
Well, not me, but Evan, Tommy.
Evan doesn't think I brought it in either.
Well, because here it is. It's 4:30. We have all basically eaten all the meats I brought in, the pasta he brought in, the cake I am now brought in. You want to take a look at it? Here's my beautiful cake. We've all eaten the food. You haven't brought any of your food out.
Don't spite hurt that cake. That wouldn't be.
You're going to hurt the cake?
Oh, boy.
I'm not
going to
hurt the cake.
What are you going to do with the cake?
I'm with you. Yeah. It says...
Don't drop it on me.
It says Happy Thanksgiving on it. And then what's that say?
It says give thanks and grateful.
Which is great.
Oh, boy.
Come on, I knew that was...
Why'd you block it?
Because I'm not getting the cake.
Come on.
Oh! Yeah. Now I slapped him with cake. Should I eat this stuff?
Let's behave like adults here.
He started it!
It has to go right in your face.
And I blocked it, and now I put it in. Now I'm getting an electric shock.
It was good technique on
the
block.
It's a good cake. You just ruined the whole damn cake. It's all over the place. This is good, though.
I'm going to take some more.
Anything to avoid getting that made-up prosciutto.
I'm going to throw it in your face. Here we go.
I don't know. I'm going to clean it up.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Half the cake is safe.
Just in case you don't, I'm ready. You clean it up.
Mutually assured destruction.
I'm ready. I'm ready to return fire.
I'm just going to clean it up as well.
If you want to attack me, I'm ready.
Do I have cake on the side?
Yeah, a little bit. Let's at least have a duel, like 10 steps retreat, turn around, and then throw.
Should I throw it?
No, don't throw it.
Jesus.
Why would you ruin such a beautiful cake?
Who hey, by the way, can you gonna block it?
Can you get me some napkins? My whole hand is...
I didn't know that you were going to block it. I thought for sure I was going to throw it right in your face.
You think I'm new around here? I sensed it coming. As soon as you came over for the cake, I said, this poor schmuck's going to try to throw it in my face. And I'm going to block it. And I ended up getting a slap at your face, which was nice.
The old, can you read that for me? That didn't work.
That's what gave it away.
Yeah.
You should have gone with the, does this cake smell good to you?
The cake?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I should have said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, my technique was lacking there a little bit. Yeah. Anyway, happy Thanksgiving to you. If you are, here you go. I'll take it. If you are sitting in traffic, well, we told you that was going to happen on your way to UBS. Let's get some calls in here. There was one other thing I wanted to give you. Oh, do we have the Griffin audio? There's another ball player who honestly appears to have lost his mind and talking about having guns at his house and where he got the guns from. And it's a real serious issue right now where I have not seen an update, but I think it was Everson Griffin, is that right? Who had allegedly barricaded himself in his own home earlier today and put out a bunch of crazy Instagram tweets about having guns, where he got the guns from. So that'll be coming up a little bit later in the show because I want to get an update before we get into it. But I will give that to you for sure. Anthony is in Dix Hills on the Fan. Anthony, how are you?
Good. I'm great. I'm heading home from work, and I might have missed it. I apologize if I did. Are you trying to lose 6 pounds still before tomorrow morning?
I got 4.5 pounds. Well, it's called 5 pounds to go by tomorrow morning.
So what is Evan trying to sabotage you?
Yes, he is trying to sabotage
me. This cake was not just for Craig. It was for everybody. Now it's ruined because it's all over the place, you selfish, selfish
man. Yeah, but that's an inside sabotage right there.
Oh, so you think I bought the cake just simply to sabotage Craig?
I think it's possible.
You know what I did? I'll admit this, Anthony. I wanted to test him. I wanted to see his willpower. I wanted to see what he would do with such a beautiful, good-smelling cake, which is now all over the place.
Now I think he's going to get a bucket of ice on his head.
I might. We're going to videotape it tomorrow, so we'll put it out there. But I got 5 pounds to go. I bought a bottle of Miralax on my way in today. I got 5 pounds to go. I'm gonna hit the... I'm going to put on the sweatshirt, the Glad bag. I'm going out for a midnight run tonight. I'm going to hopefully sweat it out, use the Miralax, dump the rest of it out, and wake up tomorrow morning 5 pounds lighter and win.
You still have frosting on your mouth, by the way.
You have it on your nose.
That's fine.
Thanks for checking in, Anthony. Appreciate it. There's icing everywhere, yeah?
Oh,
Sonny and I
are
going out for dinner after the show. How do I look, Sonny?
You look great. And there's never been a more conflicted person than my dad on a diet staring at the menu at a restaurant.
Yeah.
How are you going to go out to dinner in that situation? You can't lose these 5 pounds. You're going to gain 4 pounds before tomorrow.
I'll eat fish. I'll eat some fish.
Is it wrong if I still eat this cake, by the way, even though half of it was...
The way I see it, Evan, is it's one meal, right? That's why, like, when people complain when they go to a restaurant, it's terrible and they throw fits. Because it sucks, for sure. It's one meal. All right, the meal sucked. The restaurant experience sucked. It's one meal. Get over it.
It's one meal where you're trying to lose 4 pounds.
Yeah, I got 5 pounds to lock in the win.
He's got no shot.
Yeah, 5 pounds to lock in the win. I was 211 and a half this morning. I started at 219. So I got 5 pounds to lock it up.
How many days after Thanksgiving before you're at 225 again?
Thanksgiving night.
That night.
Thanksgiving night, yeah. That's right. I stopped at Parati's on my way in. I got all the goods I need for Thanksgiving. I put it all right back on. Dude, I haven't had pasta or bread in a week.
Wow, God bless
you.
That's
very hard for me.
It's hard for me.
Very hard for me.
It's hard for me hearing about it.
Here's JJ in New Jersey. JJ, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I think I got an explanation for Salah's comment about Flacco being his worth his weight in gold.
Yeah.
Gold is what, $1,500 an ounce?
Yeah, that's right.
So times that by 16.
How many ounces are in a pound? 16 ounces in a pound. So 1,500 times 16 is what? Do the math real quick. Do you have the number?
I don't. Oh, Jesus.
You
come
don't?
On, I'm not that smart.
Come on. It's 24,000. Let's go.
Okay. And, okay, so that's per pound.
And let's say he weighs 200 pounds. 24,000 times 200 is what? Come on. Do the math.
That's 4,800.
2.4 million. Let's go. Now we're talking. Okay. 4.6 million. Right. Carry the three. And you're talking about a guy that's worth several million dollars.
Well, which he is.
And what's his salary?
There you go. You just nailed it.
There you go. Yeah, I don't think that's what Sal's referring to.
For some reason, and I haven't been able to figure it out, JJ, for some reason, Joe Douglas, specifically Joe Douglas, even more than Robert Saleh, I think Robert Saleh just has to answer the question for Joe Douglas. He loves Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that they treated him as the only veteran quarterback they would even consider bringing in is fascinating to me. So I think Robert Saleh, I'm going to defend him for a second. He was in a tough spot. He's being asked a question that should be directed at Joe Douglas. Joe Douglas is the guy who makes trades. Joe Douglas is the guy who signed Joe Flacco 2 years ago or a year ago. That's Joe Douglas. And so Robert Saleh, you know, has to be a good soldier. And he's like, yeah, Joe Flacco's worth his weight in gold.
It makes no sense to me. Like, I appreciate, you know, coaches saying nice things publicly, supporting guys and all that. But this one just... it's beyond crazy.
Well, they gave up a really sixth-round draft pick, say what you want about a sixth-round pick, for one start and one day being a backup. That's what they've given up for Joe Flacco. And now Zach's going to be the quarterback.
Right.
He's hopefully going to stay healthy.
Hopefully.
And that's that.
Like, even COVID doesn't knock Joe Flacco out.
Right.
They haven't ruled him out to be dressed for the game, although they didn't announce Josh Johnson. Now, let me ask you this question. If the Jets were honoring somebody, you know, legend like Wayne Corbett, Altoon, Wesley Walker, whatever, do you think Woody Johnson would be out there in front of the fans?
Yes, because he's delusional.
Because he's totally tone deaf, right?
Tone deaf. And, like, Woody Johnson doesn't know that people think he's a buffoon. John Mara, I give John a little bit of credit. I think he gets it. I think he knows what fans think about him. Like, it wouldn't surprise me right now if John Mara and his family are sitting in traffic listening to this radio station.
No, I know for a fact that they're listening.
Right, trying to get a sense of what a Giant fan saying. No, I'm sure they're not happy, but you know what?
They've probably called the architect and said, why is this happening on the Giants radio station?
Well, because
and my answer is because you guys suck.
Yeah, dude, it doesn't matter if you're on our radio
station.
And
you're mistreating the fans.
Another radio station. That doesn't matter. You get called out if you're bad. You get celebrated if you're good. Like, that's just the reality of it.
And that what Evan just said... is so simple. Like, every athlete that has played here can testify to that. Owners can clearly testify. Coaches, GMs. But that's it. That we are, at our base level, simplistic people. If you win, you walk on water for us. We adore you. Right? We buy everything you sell. Oh, big time bats. We want them. Right? Fake game used memorabilia from former quarterbacks. We sign up for that. Give us as much as you got.
Right.
And if you lose, you're lepers.
Yes.
And that's it.
It's simple. But I think John Mara, to his credit, gets how people feel about him and the organization. I think there are other owners who don't.
Well,
like, I don't
think
Woody
this,
gets
though.
It. I don't think James Dolan gets it.
No, I think Dolan does get it.
You think he knows that most Knick and Ranger fans don't
he
like
knows.
Him?
Because here's the difference. You know, that sport, when you go to the game and you decide not to sit in the ivory tower, and you sit amongst, granted, wealthy people and expensive tickets, so I'll acknowledge that, you hear it, you see it, it's in front of you, right? He's aware of it, right? He's aware of every sign that's written about him because he kicks people out when
right.
they're there, right?
That's true.
So to Dolan, not to say to his credit, Dolan's clearly aware. He's intimately aware.
Would you agree that Mara's aware and Woody's not aware?
I think Woody Johnson is completely tone deaf.
Okay, so you're with me on that.
I think John Mara is aware of it, and it's very uncomfortable because it's still relatively new.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. This is not something John Mara's used to because I think John Mara's used to the fact that hey, they won a Super Bowl in 2007. They won a Super Bowl in 2011, and he's used to Giant fans celebrating the franchise and him and his family, and this is new. And guess what, John, if you're listening, this is new to a lot of Giant fans. If you're under the age of 40, if you're Big Mac, who's a perfect example here, this is the first sustained time of being pathetic.
Yeah.
He doesn't remember the mid-70s. A lot of people don't. Some people do. A lot of people don't. I don't. So for guys like Big Mac, the diehard Giant fan, this is the first time in their life where they're embarrassed that they root for the New York Giants.
Yeah, that's been going on for 5-plus years now. So, yeah, John Mara knows it. I'm sure he's uncomfortable with it. The question now is, does he hide from you people? Because that's what would happen on Sunday. If he's not out there for Strahan, he's afraid of you. He doesn't want to hear the boos when his name gets announced. And to me, I think, I guess just me, that's a calculated mistake. Doesn't make the Giants better or worse. Doesn't change the offseason. I want to be clear about that. It does, for some people, irreparably damage a relationship between a fan base and an ownership. And as much as people want to discount the importance of that, it's uber important. Because when an organization asks you to be patient for a rebuild, which organizations all go through at some point, at some level, they need your patience and your willingness to buy the ticket anyway. And when the owner, when the fans turn on the owner, you have what Evan just described as empty seats. The Giants have never experienced empty seats for 40 years.
And it's empty seats even with half the building not being empty but filled with Eagle fans.
I got an update on that Everson Griffin situation. So I want you guys to hear this first, okay? So Everson Griffin, Minnesota Vikings, put out a bunch of Instagram posts today that scared a hell of a lot of people. We then learned that while he was putting those Instagram posts out, he had apparently, I say barricaded, I don't know the exact means of it, but locked himself in the house and wouldn't come out, even with police officers surrounding the house. Listen to these Instagram audio. There's one. Listen to what he said on Instagram and why people were so afraid. Go.
Yo, I'm in my house. Try to pop me. I still got clips left. This is my gun, 45 Wilson Combat, registered to me. I bought all my bullets around town. Dalvin Cook helped me purchase this gun. It all belongs to me, and they are registered to me. So I know exactly where I bought them. I got the card I have them on. I have everything, so.
So it's strange, right?
Yeah,
so
very much so.
It's as if he's getting ready for something to go down. He's armed, loaded weapons, as a weapon should be, right? Like, why buy the gun if you're not going to put bullets in it?
He also mentions Dalvin Cook helping him buy the gun, which is
weird.
Strange.
So he kind of outs Dalvin Cook in some weird way. Says the guns are legal, they're registered, I got all my paperwork. Almost like, come get me.
Right.
So the Vikings have just put out a statement. Law enforcement agencies have notified the Minnesota Vikings that Everson Griffin came out of his home without incident, which is awesome, and is now getting the care he needs, which is mental health care, clearly. We're thankful to the county, sheriff, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Our focus remains on Everson's health and safety and providing the proper resources for him and his family. And while everyone's got a right to own a gun in their own home, and each state's gun laws are clearly different, he can't have a gun. If you have a mental health situation that it appears that Everson Griffin has, for everybody's safety, those guns have to be taken away from him for the time being. But the good news is that nothing bad happened to him.
Right, now he can get the help he needs.
And he clearly is in need of some help or had some kind of breakdown today. And that's why I put out the tweet yesterday. This time of year, for a lot of people, is the greatest thing ever. Thanksgiving, family, it's all good. Christmas, the same way. Hanukkah coming up in a couple days, the same thing. But for a lot of people, the holidays are a very dark, depressing period of time. I don't know why. I'm not going to claim that I do understand it. But it's a reminder that mental health situations are very, very real. There's no shame in feeling that way. The cliche of it's okay not to be okay is real. Please pick up the phone and call somebody, anybody, a hotline. If you're feeling some sort of way, not just during the holidays, but at any point in time, pick up the phone and let somebody know so a bad situation is not escalated to a dangerous situation or worse. So I'm glad that Everson got the help he clearly needs and that it happened apparently without incident today. Mm. And that's my speech for the day. 877-337-6666. Carton and Roberts on the Fan. We got more in the Maris situation if you're a diehard Giant fan. We got more in the traffic situation all around UBS Arena. We did an update in the last 20 minutes. That traffic that Evan told you from the Manhattan to UBS has gotten worse.
Let me see if that's true.
We checked three different routes from Manhattan to UBS. The best route we found was
1 hour and 56 minutes.
No, you are not seeing that correctly.
That's what I'm looking at.
2 hours and 36 minutes.
From where?
On the map I'm looking at on Sonny's computer right now.
I got 156.
Sonny, is that the best? 236? You updating it?
Okay, so it has gone down slightly.
Told you.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
156.
I got 145.
Ooh, you beat me.
I apologize. And what route is that from here?
That would have you going through, crossing over through the city. That's going to take you through a nice little scenic view through Brooklyn.
You're going LIE Cross Island, correct?
You're going Midtown Tunnel.
Yeah. Correct, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, Midtown Tunnel.
Midtown Tunnel, Long Island Expressway, Cross Island. You're getting pounded on the Cross Island.
Pounded?
I mean, you parked on the Cross Island. If you're on the Cross Island right now, do me a favor. Honk your horn twice. Beep, beep. There you go. They all hurt each other. What? They give me that look.
That don't look like an hour and anything to me. I'm sorry.
You're skeptical of his map?
That looks like 3 hours and 14 minutes to me.
I mean, just based off the red line alone, it may be double.
That's a 314 easy.
It is funny. There have been many times where Google Maps will tell me 157, and then it turns into 2 hours and 48 minutes. So
there aren't less people getting on the road. There's more people.
What I don't understand, and maybe you need time to figure this out, why are you taking joy in people sitting in traffic?
I'm not.
You are.
I hate traffic. It's good for our business, of course, because we have an audience, but it's terrible.
No. There's a smile on your face. Pain. No. Yeah. There's a smile on your face when you talk about getting specifically to UBS Arena. Why?
Well, I tell you why. Because whoever came up with a Ranger Islander game at this new, beautiful, gorgeous UBS Arena the night before Thanksgiving should be fired. It's much like Harold Katz at the NFL putting Jet and Giant games 7 out of the last 8 weeks on at the exact same time. Mr. Katz, who I like a great deal, you should be fired for incompetence in scheduling.
Do you?
Whoever thought it was a good idea on the worst roads in America, any day of the week, let alone the night before Thanksgiving, that you should add a hockey game at that building should be fired.
Do you have a comment on the fact that tonight at Prudential Center, the Devils are playing a hockey game?
Nobody cares about the Devils.
I don't care about traffic.
Nobody goes there anyway.
What are you talking about?
They'll
get a big crowd tonight, I think.
I bet you I can get to Newark in 34 minutes right now.
Stop.
Yeah. Once you get to the Hall Tunnel, there ain't no
so
traffic.
So you're selective of what you're complaining about when it comes to scheduling a game on Thanksgiving
Eve. Whoever thought this was a good idea should be fired.
Well, because of COVID, you're right. The Islanders shouldn't have to play a game tonight. They got 8 positive COVID tests.
Not because of COVID.
Yes, because of COVID.
Because if you're unaware of the traffic on the Cross Island and the LIE and all the other godforsaken roads in this town, the night before Thanksgiving, whoever thought it was a good idea to add to that is an idiot.
But so should they never play a Friday night game either?
No.
There's traffic on Fridays. Now, why do that?
There's the biggest traffic day of the year. Every year, it's not debatable. Talk to our traffic people. They'll tell you the same thing. Is the night before Thanksgiving. It's terrible. And the fact that someone thought it was a good idea to have this game is an idiot. No disrespect to whoever that idiot is, but you're an idiot. You're a card-carrying member of the idiot club.
Should there be no sporting events on the Wednesday of Thanksgiving Eve? Because there's traffic everywhere.
That's right. There should be no
sporting everywhere. Well, you had no problem with Wild Devils tonight at the Rock.
The Devils are I love the Devils. Yeah, family.
I love
they're
the
good
Devils,
people.
Right?
It doesn't exist.
Ever try to drive to Newark?
I drive through the Holland Tunnel every day of my life.
That's you in the Holland Tunnel. What about taking the Jersey Turnpike and then getting off the
fantastic
exit?
Fantastic road compared to the Cross Island. Cross Island's a road that the devil made.
I think the BQE is that, by the way.
Yeah. The BQE is another
one. The BQE is the worst when it comes to traffic.
But real quick, I know we got to take a break. Don's on the cross aisle approaching the LIE. Hey, Don, how much fun is it right about now?
Well, considering I left the Bronx at 3 o'clock and I'm just getting to the expressway now, I'm having a really good time. I just wanted to tell you that.
Yeah, good thing they added 18,000 more motorists tonight, huh?
So listen, Waze is telling me I'm going to be in Oceanside in 44 minutes, and I'm approaching the Grand Central right now. What are the chances of that happening?
No shot.
Zilch.
Waze is lying to you.
It's never happening.
Waze is lying.
At least you're laughing about it. I'll give you
that. Wish me luck, man, please.
Get home safely, buddy.
He's got no other choice. It's either laugh or cry.
Right.
Take your pick.
Right. There's no other road to get on.
Right.
Right?
Just deal with it.
Yeah. I told you that last week this was a problem.
I didn't dispute you. The only thing I'm disputing.
You poo-pooed me.
No.
You minimized
I did not. I just said,
and
what
now
do you
listen to this? Listen to this.
All I said to you was, what do you want to do? Not have games on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving?
And I said yes. I've yellow icing on my black sweatshirt.
You started.
And I'm going out for dinner tonight.
Craig, you tried to put a beautiful cake that I bought in my face. I sniffed it out and I responded and I slapped the cake back in your face. So you have no right to bitch and complain about, ooh, there's frosting on my face. You started it. You started it, and I finished it.
Did you, though?
Yeah.
Still cake in the studio.
Yeah, I wonder where it's going to end up.
I know where it's going to end up.
Going to end up in
your
fat head.
All right, 877-337-6666. Coming up, we gave Sonny, my son, the challenge of coming up with a Mount Rushmore of people associated with sports that whose name could be used in a very stereotypical manner around Thanksgiving.
Hmm.
We'll see what he came up with and if we can beat it. Okay?
Nice.
Coming up, 877-337-6666. While we're sitting here on SNY, although my dad called me yesterday, I've talked to him once in the last 6 months, he called me to tell me that I looked ugly on TV yesterday. You look tired. You look sick, Lee. You don't look good. Your eyes look terrible.
Completely agree with him. Spot on take.
Your voice didn't sound right when you were yelling at Evan.
I thought the same thing.
I haven't talked to you in a month. Hey, Dad, what's up? Yeah, that's what he called to tell me. Yeah.
It's a beautiful relationship.
No joke. That's what he called to tell me.
I mean, he was calling it like it is. I respect it.
Yeah, he wanted to tell me how ugly I looked yesterday. Yep. That's what
Go back and watch the show again. There was something off about your face.
What?
I couldn't put my finger on it either.
There's
I'm glad
off
that
about your face.
Yeah, I'm glad your dad called you out on it because I thought the same thing.
He did. He called me. I'm already home. Hey, like, who's this?
Who's this?
Yeah,
new number. Who this?
Who's this? Yeah, I should have given him the new number thing.
Yeah.
Hey, you're on the radio. Do I look do I look better today or no?
Yeah, you do.
Nice.
You do. But I want to just be clear so people don't think I'm lying. You called me yesterday to tell me what?
I didn't say you were ugly. I called to say you didn't look well. Like your eyes might be red, tearing. Maybe you didn't get a night's sleep.
Oh. Might be the weed.
Could be the weed. That's true.
Could be.
You know, Sonny is home. It could have been the weed.
You have a beautiful studio. Why did you do that with the cake?
Well, I thought it'd be funny to smash the cake into Evan's face.
And what ended up happening?
It'd be funny. So it's all over the place. You're ruining a beautiful studio.
Yeah, that's why Tommy's here.
It's true.
It'll get cleaned up. All right, I'll talk to you in a couple of months.
All right, take care.
Talk to you in a couple of months. The cake's everywhere, but I still have such an urge to eat it. I'm going to get a fork and eat it during the next break.
Yeah, do what you got to do. Do you want the prosciutto?
I still don't believe you actually brought it in.
Great. After the break, I will produce the prosciutto.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.